Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro Call. Today is April 3rd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years' worth of archives. Love having you on live, though. I love the discussion, so when you're able to make it, I definitely appreciate it. If you're listening to this via recording, love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts, any ideas for calls or anything like that. A couple things here. First off, we do have a couple quick announcements here. We have a couple spots left for our premium installer class that begins next week, actually, on Monday, the virtual portion. The on-site will not be until May. But there's a couple spots left, so we do have a spring sale going on. So if you're interested in sending anybody for installer training, and that includes the WQA certified installer eligibility, then let us know, or any of the other trainings that we can customize or design or do for you. So love to have you guys here for that. Also, we have a couple weeks of calls, and then we are going to skip the week that we are out in Long Beach at the WQA convention. Michelle, what will be that date? Do you know that would be the
The
24th. So April 24th, we will not have a call, as we will be in Long Beach for the WQA convention, and it just gets to be a little tough when we're doing that. So we will be skipping that week. There will not be an MV Pro call. If you log on, probably will be a couple people who forgot or who didn't get the notice, and we won't be here. So you guys can still talk amongst yourselves. I mean, I don't have to hit like a permission. So use the number, get in there, have fun. So that's the announcements I have. With that, I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have? Any thoughts? Anything? Anybody? So I do have a topic today, and I wanted to talk a little bit about punctuality, and specifically just to get some thoughts and have a discussion over what it means to be on time in what we do in our industry. And Elaine, I'm actually glad you're on, because you have a whole team of salespeople, and I'm kind of curious about your thoughts. So I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. We did not prepare that. And if you're not able to, I totally understand, but I'm kind of curious about what your thoughts are on this. But it's interesting because, you know, most of us, at least me, I think I grew up in an era where you learned that, you know, 15 minutes is, you're 15 minutes is late. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. That's kind of the era that I grew up in. Have you guys heard that phrase before? If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. Have you guys all heard that? Anybody?
Yeah.
Or somebody? Yeah. So it's, you know, generally speaking, I think that it's a good idea. Now, I think in today's world, that is especially true because we've got the technology. You know, we've got cell phones. There's zero reason to ever not let somebody know that you're going to be late, in my opinion. But I'm kind of curious about, what you guys think should be the policy for salespeople and also service technicians. You know, how do we handle that time frame? So I'll give you my thoughts, my opinion on it. But I'm kind of curious about what you guys think. And Elaine, I'm kind of curious if you guys have a policy. Do you give a range for your salespeople and your service techs? Or do you and Scott, you too, you manage a team. You know, what is your policy with that? You know, in terms of if, let's say, they have a 5 o'clock appointment, you know, do you encourage them to get there at, you know, 15 minutes early? Do you, what is your policy if they're late at all? And, you know, do they call? You know, what do you do? What policy do you guys have, or do you discuss it on there?
Oh, well, I mean.
I'll go. This is Elaine. We do have a policy. Punctuality is very important to me. I was raised by a father who, yeah, same mentality, about 15 minutes early is still late. We, well, half of our sales guys have sales cards with GPS, so they know that we can follow them and know if they got to the appointment on time. Some of them don't. We also let the customer know that we'll be there. We give ourselves a range, like if it's a 5 o'clock, we'll show them, you know, between 4:30 and 5. So we give ourselves a half hour. Or,
you do give them the range,
But we tell our guy, we don't tell our guy this. We tell our guy he has to be there at 5, and we might tell the customer between 5 and 5:30. And they're fine with it.
Okay.
But the other thing that we do is that I have a live person, Liz, my administrative assistant. Every single morning, the first thing she does is call every customer. I mean, every customer, and find out how we did. And the first question she asked is, was Jay on time? Yeah. So the guys know, and then we'll share like, oh, they thought you were fabulous. They thought you were great. You were on time. And so we'll share with people what they say. So we don't have to say too much because they know that we know or that we're going to know, and that it's really important to us. So that's how we handle it with sales reps.
So what about being early? I'm kind of curious about that. So, you know, we a lot of times focus on being late. What about, you know, if they're supposed to be there at 5, what if they show up at 4:45?
Don't do that. And the reason you don't do that is because if you're supposed to be there at 5, then, you know, the mom might be with the kids trying to clean up the house, get everything tidy for the person coming in, which is just as bad as being late. You want to be in the neighborhood 15 minutes early, pull up in the driveway about 5 minutes before, and then ringing the doorbell at 5 if you're scheduled at 5.
What's your thoughts on that, Elaine?
I host a lot of events at my house. And if somebody comes even 5 minutes early, I'm so annoyed because I'm getting things ready, and I want to pretend I didn't hear the doorbell ring. So, yes, I think being on time is – I mean, being on time is on time. 5, 10 minutes earlier, if you're the host or you're the person that's opening the door, you want to be prepared. And I think people interrupting your thought about the time they expect you is disruptive.
Michelle, you've got
I
was going to ask you.
I completely agree. I like on time is on time. Early can be a nuisance or annoying, and late can also be annoying, especially if I rushed home to be here and make sure I was on time and the other person's not on time. If it's communicated, that usually alleviates any annoyance. And also as a homeowner with someone who has a lot going on, I also appreciate the flexibility that if I were to call and say, I thought I could be home at 5 o'clock, but I can't be home until 5:30, you know, stuck in traffic, crisis at work or what have you, that, you know, the company is accommodating and say, okay, you know, well, then we'll be there at 5:30. So I don't know. I know everybody has schedules, but that's also something that I appreciate if you know, something comes up.
Yeah, and I think that is sometimes a bit of a challenge with, you know, with because you want those people that have the responsibility and the respect for the homeowners to be there early. And, you know, you can see that in interviews sometimes. You know, do they show up 15 minutes early? The one thing I can tell you is, If they show up, as you said, Elaine and Michelle, 5 minutes early is annoying. That's frustrating. It's hard. And that 5 minutes goes by like super fast. If they show up 2 minutes late, that 2 minutes is the longest 2 minutes ever. Would you guys agree with that? That the time that with late and the difference between late and early, the time flows differently. And so I can tell you if somebody is supposed to be there, you know, I run into that. Sometimes I think, Scott, you were joking about that when you were a guest on the call a couple weeks ago because you recognize that that I'm, you know, when we have guest speakers on the call, you know, if somebody is 30 seconds late on this call, it feels like an eternity, you know, as opposed to, I mean, if they're a guest, for those of you that just popped in, I'm not referring to that. I'm talking about if they're on as a guest. Welcome, by the way. I'm talking about if they're, you know, if you're on as a guest and we're scheduled to be there, it's a waiting that, you know, that for somebody to hop on that's supposed to be a guest on here, that time it is very stressful, you know. And so I think that's the case with homeowners as well. If somebody says they're going to be there at 5 o'clock and it's 5:05, now you're wondering if they're coming. And again, these days with cell phones, with the ability to communicate and call, I don't think there's any excuse for that. And in fact, I have found that sometimes even if you think you're going to be late, even if you're not sure, I have sometimes called and said, hey, just want to let you know, I might be about 5 minutes late. I got stuck by a train, and it's not there. I'm going to go around. And then what I find is that relieves it, and people are less stressed when you walk in the house. Especially, you know, what's cool is that when you make it on time, you know, when you're there, when you actually are able to make it at the time, sometimes they'll say, you know, I really appreciated you call, you know, just in case. Or you walk up to the house and they go, oh, you made it. That's great. You know, but it also is a way to just let them know you're kind of on your way. And it just relieves a little bit of pressure there. The early thing is just as critical. And sometimes I've actually been – there are some customers, and I've been on sales calls where this has been the case, where a customer will have back-to-back-to-back appointments. You know, they take one evening and they've scheduled three people to come out and talk to them, and they've scheduled an hour apiece maybe, you know, for those calls. I don't know if you guys have ever run into that, but this is where asking the questions and finding out if you have a time restriction, because there's nothing like – you know, getting, you know, you're scheduled at 5 o'clock and 5:50, you're just getting into kind of explaining everything. And at 5:50, they say, I've got somebody else coming here at 6, just to let you know. You're going, oh, crap, I've got 10 minutes. I wish I'd have known that before. Well, you could know that before if you ask the right questions, you know, if you talk about there being a time limitations. But I will also tell you that I've been in appointments where somebody, you know, where I have asked that question. I know that I've only got an hour. I'm going through it, and the guy coming behind me shows up early, you know, and 15 minutes. That, I can tell you, in my experience, gets the customer upset. I watch him. You know, you can see the reaction. You can see them inside. I hate to say that I'm a little gleeful that the customer is upset at the next guy. You know, but it is when you see that type of – has that ever happened to anybody? You ever been in an appointment and the guy who's coming in behind you shows up early? Has that ever happened to you? Scott, have you had that happen? I know you're out there in the home sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Let them sit. Love it.
All right. But have you seen the reaction of the customer when that happens?
Oh, yeah. Well, they get very annoyed.
Yeah,
and then it just it sets them up with an agitation when they come into that appointment.
Yeah. Now, what about is it appropriate ever? Let's say that you are earlier, you're running earlier. Is it ever appropriate to call a customer and let them know, hey, I finished my last appointment a little early. Would it be okay? You know, are you guys available earlier? Would it be okay if I swung by earlier? Is it appropriate to make that call? You know, let's say you get to the area 45 minutes early.
On our service route, we definitely do that. We'll call them and say the last call went a little bit quicker. Or is it okay if we come now and we get the permission?
Yeah. And so what about, yeah, I agree with you. There's a difference between service and sales, Elaine. I 100% agree, because service is really difficult sometimes to schedule exact. You don't know what you're going to run into. And I mean, and there, as long as you call or the office calls or something, because sometimes service calls take longer too, right? And so, you know, a lot of companies will make it a habit to give a range you know, we're going to be some, be there some. I mean, I think if you give a 2-hour range, that's way better than, shoot, you have appliances or furniture delivered. They say, it could be Tuesday or Wednesday. What? To give me a 2-day range, you know, if we're giving them a 2-hour range, man, that's pretty good. So, you know, sometimes there, but yeah, I think service is different, and we definitely, I think it's appropriate to make those calls. And sometimes people appreciate that, right? Because they're tired of waiting. I mean, that person that you call, and you've probably seen this, Elaine, where they, you know, they say, oh, you know, they wished that the call could have been earlier anyway. Right, because once the service guy comes, they don't have to wait for the service guy anymore. Right, so a lot of times people are happy about that. What about sales? Is it ever appropriate to call and ask about sales if they can come early?
Only if given enough time.
Go ahead, Scott, and then Elaine, I'm curious about you too. Scott, your turn.
If you can give an hour advance notice, the way that I will phrase it, if it ever happens, is call, and if they don't call, send a text, say, hey, John, I'm coming out to test your water, scheduled for 5 o'clock. I wanted to let you know that I'm running a little ahead of schedule, and I can come as early as 4 if that works for you. If not, 5 o'clock is still fantastic.
Yeah. Do you say something like, if I don't hear from you, then we'll just plan on 5, you know, or do you ask them to?
No, just plan on 5 if you don't hear back.
Yeah. Yeah. And Elaine, what do you guys do on that? What's your policy?
Well, we confirm before we go out. So we'll say, Stephanie will call and say, okay, looks like, you know, John will be there between 5 and 5:30, making sure you're both going to be home. That still works for you. So we give them, and usually if it's 5 to 5:30, it really is 5. We're just giving the guy some leeway. And so we actually show up on time if we're on time, right at 5. So we don't. We just want them to know you're expected at 5, and that's the way it is.
And that's when you go. Yeah, that's when they go. I think that's a good policy. I think, though, there is a difference between, well, what about anybody else? Anybody else on the call that has an opinion on this? So I think that there is a difference between house leads and creative leads, meaning, when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I created the vast majority of my business. So the company, the office, did not set my leads for me. I scheduled my own appointments. And so in many cases, I already knew the people. I'd already talked to them. I already had a relationship with them. I already had a rapport with them when I had scheduled the time. And so, sometimes if I was running earlier or something, it was a little easier to make that call because I'd already had a previous relationship. You know, in many cases, I'd been out canvassing or, you know, and had met them, had known them throughout the course of the building their house, or had known them from through a referral source or something like that. And so it was a little easier to make that call, but I agree with you, Scott, that if they can't do it, you know, if they're scheduled for 5 o'clock, then we need to be there at 5. That was the time that we put down, you know. But I think there is a difference. I don't know. Would you guys agree that there's probably a difference between house leads and creative leads and whether or not you have an existing relationship with the customer? I think hopefully we agree, or you wouldn't agree, or do you not agree? It's okay if you don't agree. What are your thoughts on that? Hello, you guys? Hello? Did I lose you?
I'll jump in here. Oh. Sorry. It's Doug from Canada. Not so much in sales now, but as a financial planner for 30 years, if I was early, I'd phone. If I was late, I would phone. It's just a common courtesy. And to not show up on time is, it's not acceptable.
Yeah. I thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. And I agree. In today's world where we have cell phones, I just don't think that there's any reason to. So, you know, to not communicate or not call when they're late. I do want to go back and just highlight what you said, Elaine, about hosting parties, and you sort of reiterated, is that early is almost worse in this industry. And that's hard. You know, we when we interview people, you know, when we bring people into the industry, it's like you want the people that are responsible enough, because I think showing up for a job interview, it is important to be 15 minutes early, you know, and so you're looking for those people. You definitely, somebody shows up for a job interview late, especially if they didn't call and tell you that they were running late. That's a deal breaker, right? If somebody shows up late, but we want them to show up early, but it is important that we communicate that there's a difference between showing up at a doctor's appointment or a job interview or at an office 15 minutes early. Although 15 minutes is really, I mean, Elaine, you do some interviewing, right? And Scott, I know you do too. How do you feel when somebody shows up? I mean, do you ever have somebody show up 45 minutes early for an interview?
We have sometimes, if it's, you know, like a lead generator job, they might have taken the bus, you know, so
yeah, right. Okay. Sure.
I'd rather them get there early. They could just wait in the you know, a little waiting room area, which is fine.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're relying on public transportation, I mean, that's, you know, you're right. That's kind of, but Scott, do you ever have anybody show up like for a job interview early on that for say like that early?
I have before in the past, but typically it's about 15 minutes before.
Yeah, that's what we want to see, right? But then it is important to have that conversation with that person to let them know exactly what Michelle and all of you guys who participated, all of you guys who said something. I think it's important to understand that when we're working with people's homes, you know, they're rushing around. And I want to mention here, if you go in to a house, you need to have some flexibility if you're able to. There were many times that I'm quite certain I made a sale because I, you know, I got there at 5 o'clock and I could tell that the, you know, the wife or both the, you know, the husband and wife were, the homeowners were very flustered and, you know, they're trying to, you know, you can see takeout on the counter, you know, and they maybe haven't even gotten a chance to finish eating, you know, and they're trying to respect your appointment time. You know, you said you're going to be there at 6 o'clock. You're there right at 6 o'clock. They're trying to respect you. You walk into the house, you see you're flustered. There's been multiple times that I've looked at them and I've recognized that they didn't have time to finish stuff up. And I have said before, and I don't know if you guys have the ability or the leeway to do this. And, you know, those of you that are in management, if your salespeople would do it, but I've said, you know, it looks like you guys are eating. Why don't you guys can eat. I've got a couple phone calls to make. I can run around the block and grab a couple things real quick. I can swing back by at 7 if you want, you know, and give them an hour or whatever. And they, you know, sometimes they'll go, you know what, we'll be done by 6:30. That would be amazing. Thank you. You know, or 7, you know, there's almost a look of relief on their face when you're able to do that, when you're able to. And I think it shows a real respect for their time. And isn't that what we want to do when we go into home anyway? It's about helping them. It's about showing we care. Have you guys ever run into a situation like that where you've done that? And Elaine, I'm really glad that you're on. I hate to keep throwing you under the bus, but I'm so glad to hear you here because I know you have a big team. Same with you, Scott. Do you give them the leeway to do that? Do they have that time of flexibility, that ability to be flexible like that to help the customers? I mean, is that, you know, if can they offer to be late if it helps the customer?
Yeah, they can. Sure.
Yeah. Scott, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, if the customer needs to reschedule, that's not a problem.
Yeah. So, Yeah, kind of an interesting topic. I and you guys answered it exactly the way I feel about it, and I'm glad to hear that everybody sort of has the same opinions and thoughts on this. But any final thoughts on it? Final comments? Any final thoughts?
Well, just I think in addition to making a first good impression, and that to me is being punctual, the other thing is making sure that you're clean and that you look presentable, that your hair is combed, and that you don't look like you just rolled out of bed. So the way you present yourself is really important as well.
That's true. You know, we've talked about this before. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's all part of that professionalism. And I always talk about, you know, if you went to the doctor and the doctor came out with, you know, blood from a previous surgery or looking disheveled, we're not gonna have a very good impression on that at all. So, yeah, I remember we've talked about this. There was a company that we worked with in Minnesota several years back. It was a plumbing company. We were helping them with helping their plumbers learn a little bit about water treatment. I rode along with them with the plumbers, and one of the things that most impressed me about this company was on the back of their truck to start the day, they were plumbers snaking toilets and, you know, getting dirt and grime and everything else all over their clothes. But on their trucks, they had to start with three, in addition to the one they were wearing, they had three clean white pressed shirts in a little closet on the back of their vans. And if they got any kind of dirt or smudge or anything on the back of, you know, on their shirts, because they were supposed to go to the last appointment of the day looking like it was their first. And I just thought that was so impressive that they did that, you know, kind of to your point. Also, that company, speaking of punctuality, they paid $1 a minute for every minute they were late. So if they said they were going to be there at 5 o'clock, they paid $1 a minute. So if it was 5:20, they took $20 off the bill, basically, is the way they did it. So, you know, because and they really focused on that. And they were super expensive, but it was incredible what their reviews said and the reputation they had around the community. People knew they were expensive, but they also knew what they got for that money, you know, that punctuality, the reliability, the cleanliness, the respect for the homeowner's home. Any other final thoughts here? Well, I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much, Elaine, Scott, Michelle, Doug from Canada. It's nice to hear you on. I really appreciate the feedback and everybody else's participation. Let me know your thoughts on this. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Be safe, everybody. Thanks very much.